January 10th.
Recording in progress.
Gonna call it January 10th. 2023 Board of Trustees of Greenfield Township meeting to order. I'm going to request a moment of silence and then we'll follow that with a clip.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Joel, roll call please.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Dave Bench. Mark Zeller.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, approval of minutes. Joel, we have minutes for the brief regular meeting on December 29th and then the organizational meeting on the same date.
Be separate, just do separate ones.
Two separate?
Yeah.
Okay, I move, do you want two different motions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I move that the brief regular meeting on December 29th, that those minutes be approved.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Zeller.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
And the second set of minutes is from the organizational meeting on December 29th. I move for approval of those minutes.
I can second that.
Roll call, Mark Zeller.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Motion carried.
Okay, very good. Joel, fiscal officer report, please.
Well, I gotta catch up here on the notes. You have your reports in front of you. Any questions? Fund status $608,733.84. In pooled investments $580,503.22 in checking. And warrant numbers to approve 21427 through 21451 and electronic payment 1-2023. And that is totaling $24,705.34 with no deposits made since the beginning.
Okay,
start of the year.
I move to approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Mark Zeller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, next up, zoning department.
I only have a couple things. Aaron might be in a little bit later to talk about the demolition. He said he's on his way, but he'll be late, so about the Rialto and Rachel and then Corduroy Road properties, so he can give an update. Bell Culvers on Corduroy Road, they have taken out another dumpster. They've removed from there. And tidbit number seven is...
Let me interrupt you for a minute. I'll let the minutes reflect that Dave Bench is available, has arrived.
Basketball game is good.
But tidbits number seven should be going out shortly.
Yes, that went up today, and that went out on social media, okay. That link.
And that's all I have at this point. Any questions?
None?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. No report from the rec department today?
No, I just talked to Gary a little bit ago. He was in practice.
Okay. Somewhere. Understood. All right. And Chief, Fire Department report.
Okay. I give you, each one of you have a copy of what I'm going to go through. So this year, so far, we've had five EMS runs. And Captain Flack here has been working on several projects and requirements for the department. One is updating our pharmacy license. Second was establishing a DEA license because of our change in our EMS approaching. Reviewing and our new medical director's protocols. And then we'll be disseminating those to the members. And we'll be including those into our Lexapol system. So that way I have acknowledgement of the members all reading them. Number four is Chuck is working on the Ohio Department of Commerce grant for replacing the department's SCBA units, and we're going to replace about 16 of them if we can get it. So something hopeful. Joel has prepared the resolution, which I see that you trustees have already signed, and I thank you very much for that one. That's for the Ohio Department of Commerce. That helps us to move forward with the, there are quite a bit of different phases of requirements of information that we needed. One of them was this acknowledgement from the trustees that we are the fire and EMS department providing service to our community.
It's not a resolution, it's more of an acknowledgement.
Okay, that's, thank you for clarifying that. Trustees, we do need a resolution, though, for the Board of Pharmacy. This is part of these changes that are taking place. We'll get one written up similar to that, but if you could possibly vote on it, you will have to sign it, and then it's an acknowledgement that we'll have to have for the Board of Pharmacy.
So is that something we want on next meeting's agenda?
I don't know that we want to wait that long, only because of the trying to get all of these requirements done. Everything takes time with the state, so.
Joel was working on the one.
He worked on the one, but this other one, so it'll be a similar, but they do ask for a resolution for that, the Board of Pharmacy.
This be, what are we doing number-wise? I don't know, let me look. I think it's today's date, -00.
Correct.
For this Board of Pharmacy, what it's going to contain is this language, is that Captain Charles Flack will be the primary responsible and contact person for the pharmacy license, which Chuck has been doing our pharmacy license all along. But because we're enhancing the license, going to a higher level, this is one of the requirements. In addition to that, we will add that Captain Melissa Aminette will be the alternate responsible person for the pharmacy license. So, again, that's a requirement on their language.
All right. So, so Joel, you need to start off with a motion for that.
You move to pass a resolution, right? You don't really need that.
I move to pass resolution 1-10-2023-00. And that Captain Charles Flack will have primary responsibility for our pharmacy license. And we will be the contact person, and Captain Melissa Aminette will be the alternate responsible person for our pharmacy license. Is there a second?
So moved.
Second, Bo Miller. Roll call, Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Resolution passed.
Thank you on that one. Next item up for assistance is in the provided information, there is a quotation from Atlantic Group, Atlantic Solutions. This is for purchasing 6 100-foot lengths of LDH hose with Storch fittings. This is just replacing hose that we've lost over the course of the last 2 years. So it's above my authorization, so I'm asking for that to be approved.
I guess I can move that we approve for the fire department the 6 LDH 5-inch supply hose at the cost of $5,000.
You can second that.
Second, Bill Miller. Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Just to provide some additional information from the department, tomorrow night we have our radiological training. That's the first phase of education for this year, but our performance for the FEMA team will be, as what I've been told, is we will do route verification and route notification. Verification and route notification. So that's the exercise that will be performed in March at this time, unless they change the dates, and sometimes they do. It depends on whether or not the FEMA teams are able to available to come in. So, but Lucas County EMA is the one that coordinates that. This month, we will revisit the department and township harassment policy. We'll get an acknowledgement of that, and we'll include Eric and Kevin for that. That's what you've asked me to do in the past.
Should we go to that too? Would you invite us?
Sure, I'll invite, yes, you guys.
I think we should.
Yeah. We're just fulfilling part of our requirements for the year. I want to thank Joel for getting our employment posters. We have the new updated required posters. So if we did have a visit from BWC, that's one of their first things that they want to look at. I want to thank firefighter Josh Swanson. He was able to repair several of our generators. Some of our equipment, even though it gets operated from time to time, you can still get bad fuel or fuel that does that. We've tried to improve that by buying nothing but ethanol-free fuel now for these small equipment, but nevertheless, I believe Josh saved us considerable repair fees if we had to take it to a professional, and these generators are all up and operational again, so I appreciate that. And also, thanks to our engineer, Luke Warwick, he was able to do the repairs for the window. Again, if we were to take this to a dealer, we would have probably been into the thousands of dollars in this thing. And, sure. And yet we're only paying their engineer rate. Trustees, I would like to promote firefighter Josh Swanson to an engineer position. He will be equal to Lucas Wark's position now, but this does provide a pay increase for him. But Josh has been, over the course of several years, been stepping up on his own and or when he's asked to help out and get these done. Luke Wark was all in favor of this. He encouraged it himself, too. So I don't know what you have to do to permit that one, because it's a change in his pay.
Just make a motion. I'll move to promote firefighter Josh Swanson to an engineer's position.
I can second that.
Second, Dave Bench. Roll call, Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And then just another thing, Luke Wark, he always coordinates our highway patrol coming in, doing our vehicle inspections. And that's been done, and we'll be filing the paper with the state fire marshal. So everything's, we're on target with our normal activities that we have to do, but it's worth letting you know that.
Tony, could we also join with me too?
You can have your vehicles inspected too. The only difference for you is you would get their normal highway patrol sticker. The firefighters receive a special certificate with a number identifying their vehicles because they're public safety vehicles.
I understand, but just I'd like to be invited.
Yeah.
How are we going to fit the combine through the drive-thru? You didn't get it right.
I'll bring a tractor. Huh?
this month, starting tomorrow, we will be at Eisenhower School working with the resource officer there, and we'll do our ice rescue, our ice safety class. So we get the pleasure of doing Eisenhower for the first time. We've done Jerusalem in the past, but now we're expanding this, and so we get about 400 kids tomorrow, two different sessions. So it'll be fun. It's a good time, and it's a good education. We do it combined with the resource officer, Oregon Police, Jerusalem Fire, and then ODNR officers will also be in attendance. So it's a good time. And I'm really happy to report that we are making some real progress on getting a community CPR. We want to capitalize on the fact that everybody's heightened enthusiasm about CPR is right there, so we want to grab onto that. I'm already coordinating with the school. We're probably going to do the school staff and teachers on a date coming up soon, But I'm also working with Oregon Fire and Oregon Schools to do a community one. So the school has offered the use of the gymnasium for the education. So you're going to see that. Obviously, we'll put it in social media. I'll probably pump out a flyer in the Metro Press. And so I'm excited about getting this done. And we'll probably do a quick friends and family class first, and then we will offer a certified class, which then you would have to pay for your certificate of that one. And but we can go into a much more extensive one if we fill up a roster to do that. But working with Tammy Lefevre, she's the coordinator for the American Heart out at Clay High School, and everything's moving forward. So I will keep you guys up to date on these times, and we'll use every media we can to get it out and try and get as many people to come in and join us.
Very good. Thank you.
Trustees, that's all I have to report. Do you have any questions for me?
I think that's the biggest report you've ever had.
But you asked for it to be tight, so.
Well, thank you.
It took me all day to do that.
Yeah, and you were working on it all day.
That's why I was trucked.
Rhythm going by the hour.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Maintenance Department, Kevin?
Real short. A lot shorter than this.
What's his record?
We had a funeral, full burial last Saturday. You guys took care of that on Saturday. It did run past the extended time, so the funeral home reimbursed for the extended time past noon. So that's taken care of. Was just informed by Bo about the cemetery, so I'll go take a look at that tomorrow. And possibly, as long as nobody has any objections, me and Bo was talking, just barricade off those driveways for now. Let the grass go and let the dirt firm up.
I don't know if anybody's seen that, been by it. Somebody cut through it and got the, it's all right at the corner, it's all rutted up. And then I went by there one day, I went home from work, and it was frozen, but you could see where there were tracks out in the, where they were driving out in the grass.
So. I just did it too. I was by there.
You can see it. So thought about just barricading that off since we're not using it right now and just kind of maybe keep the traffic out of there.
Yeah, if we get a big enough funeral, then we'll just take and open it up to the funeral and reclose it again. So, another thing popped up today, the case backhoe, again, is broke. It went into limp mode today. So we're waiting to hear back from Case on sending somebody out to look at it. That's a great thing when everything's computerized and you don't have the computer or the program to check it. But it could be from them, it could be one of eight sensors, possibly. So we're going to have a parts changer come out until it starts working by the sounds of it. But it's one thing after another with this machine, and we ain't got that many hours on it. And other than that, unless you guys got questions, that's it.
Okay, any questions for Kevin?
No.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Kevin.
Mark, could Aaron give a demo report?
Oh, okay.
Certainly. Aaron?
You mean to approach?
Yep.
Aaron Gregg. Rachel Road, as of right now, David called me yesterday to let me know about the sanitary connection. I called the county yesterday. Apparently there's been a local resident that's called down there and stirred up quite the issues. So the lady that I spoke with, she was going to make some more phone calls and find out exactly what needed to be done to move forward with it. When I originally called about that property, I was advised by the county that that was still on a well and septic, not a sanitary tie-in. So they did confirm, both the health department and the county, that that property is on a tie-in off of Rachel Road. So that moving forward, I re-asked them about any permits needed for Corduroy Road. They said no, but the health department may need something. So I called the health department. They did inform me that all they need is just a application for abandonment for the septic. Nothing else was needed. And then after that, the county would sign off on the demo permit. So kind of backwards from what they originally told me.
Yeah,
as of right now, we have equipment ready to move over there this week.
Okay.
We're planning on moving over there tomorrow, but when Dave called me to let me know about the sanitary on Rachel, it kind of threw a loophole and everything.
Okay.
So, and it hasn't been as easy as it normally has, because it sounds like they're dealing with extra issues or headaches from whoever's been calling about the Rachel Road property. Rachel Road, I know originally I talked to Dave after, unfortunately, there was a fire. Our amount, I figured we would just do time and material for the cleanup, since the fire was there, to work with you guys. The amount of material on our dumpsters did go over, because I'm assuming because of the weight of the material due to all the water. And now with having to go back to do a well abandonment and the sanitary abandonment, we're going to end up being over that original amount. So that's why when I originally talked to Dave, we sent the invoice in as it was discussed. So.
Okay.
We'll have to discuss that later.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. So you are going to get the well cap too at Pendleton
yes,
Road?
Yes, okay. Correct. We're working on all those moving pieces right now. So.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Do
they have to fill the septic tank at the event?
The health department tells them.
They usually just crush the tank.
Okay.
Not nothing.
All right, no report from food pantry today. And Elvis, Reno Beach Hard Farms Conservancy District, any report today?
Is that how I unmute him?
He'll have to unmute himself.
Oh. Ask him?
Yeah, you can mute him. Click and ask. Elvis, do you have an update on the Conservancy District? Oh, here he goes. Okay. Elvis, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Bo. You are the only one in the room that I can hear. Can everyone hear me okay or no?
Yes, yeah, you're on speaker.
Okay, just a quick FYI. I think you got about six people on Zoom, and the only one that I can hear, I'm sure the rest are in the same space, is when Bo speaks. Can't hear Joel, can't hear Kevin when he just spoke, just an FYI. I don't know if you need an external microphone or not, but if you guys can hear me, I'll give my report.
Yes, go for it.
All right, thank you. So first, welcome to 2023. Thank everybody for participating, and the Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy District kicked off 2023 in an active status with the Corps of Engineers. Again, congratulations, a lot of hard work from a lot of people, prior board members of the Conservancy District, Dick Hozak, Chris Weitz, Prakash, and I'm sure many before them. So that's a huge plus. That allowed us to be able to partner with Jerusalem Township in a grant opportunity for not only the Conservancy District, but also for the township portion of the dike system. And that has been awarded. Congratulations. And it is an engineering grant. So it's one step in many steps to be able to identify with factual data where the concerns are, if there are any, in the dike system. And yes, the Corps of Engineers have identified some areas. So working together with all these entities, we have a much better shot at doing some future repairs via grant submission. So that's yet to be determined, but I believe what we have is about an $83,000 grant, so that's huge. And just a reminder again, there's no way that we could have achieved this without that dike system being in an active status. So again, kudos to a lot of folks. Adam Hoff for the Conservancy will take point from the Conservancy District, and I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I believe is working with Mark, is that right, gentlemen, for to meet the deadlines for this grant?
That's correct.
I think I heard that's correct, but I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay, so one more note, and that is that for fiscal year 2023, there are no financial changes. So the last 2 years of assessments are going to be the same for 2023. We've worked hard to keep costs under control and are able to absorb this inflation that we have experienced in the last 2 years and not raise the taxation one penny. So I hope everyone's pleased with that. We still have a lot of work to do, but a lot of great things are happening. Do any of you gentlemen have any questions of me before I turn it over?
Yeah, Elvis, when we were cleaning the Curtis Road ditch there...
I'm sorry, I can't hear. So do any of the trustees have any questions of me at this point?
Yes, Dave has a question. Hold on, he's going to come over closer.
Elvis, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, sir. Thank you.
When we were cleaning the Curtis Road ditch, we tried to run the east pump, and, you know, it's on and off, you know, and then something was wrong with the other one, you know, the coolie one down there. I know the problem with east is we have to redo that all because it's a mess. But is there a problem with the other one?
Dave, I think I got every other word, but if I caught in between what you're saying there, is this a question about any operational concerns with the Cooley pump station?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what he's asking.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There was one reported just yesterday, and we have already reached out to TAS, and they are dispatched to take a look at it and see if there is an issue. Yes.
Okay, that's curious.
We're on it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elvis.
Any other? Okay, thank you, gentlemen. I'm going to stay on and try to listen. Please mute me back, Bo. Thanks.
Not a problem. Okay, all right, very good. Okay, old business. Ellison Road and Route 2 project.
Well, state actually pulled in today to put the plastic pipe on the end of the concrete. There's concrete underneath there. You know, they cameraed it probably about 3 weeks ago. And so they have the plastic pipe in. And I think the only reason, Bo, that they put the plastic pipe in, because, you know, it was heading for the road.
Mm-hmm.
They had to stop it from eroding the road. That's the only reason we got this done, probably. But they don't have an end cap.
Are they going to put an end cap on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand at all, you know, how they operate, but at least we got this much done.
It took them long enough.
About 8 years, 10 years, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Rachel Road, Curtis Ditch.
Well, I did talk to them to see how they were going to go with the tile from Rachel to the Curtis Road Ditch, and it sounds like it's on the agenda for this year, so something could happen. Hopefully the county won't start this year with that. It sounded pretty, it was in line.
Good, very good. Okay, all right, Bo, proposed cleanup near Salt Shed?
Yes, so I got some aerial photos here for you gentlemen. This is just a proposal. Don't mind my chicken scratch. I was happy I was able to take the photo. So looking at the, looking down, you got the salt shed. Kevin and I had looked at this a couple weeks ago. This was an idea to clean up all of where our bins are at, was to possibly move them towards it would be north of the salt shed, which would hide it from the road.
Chris Jenkins.
With that being said, Kevin would like to have made those. He'd like the bins to be 3 blocks high instead of 2 currently. And then we could clean up all the busted concrete that's back there, get rid of them old tiles that were brought in from the previous fire chief when they were doing the structural collapse training. So we could do that, or if there's a way, you know, does it be better to put a fence there in front of it? currently a chain link fence with the slats in it to kind of cover some of it. These are just some ideas of trying to clean that up. Trying to clean this area up and putting it here. I mean, yes, we would have to put some dry, you know, some grindings here. And then on the back side of this, this is the back side of the wall. Kevin would like to have put dirt behind there, a mound.
To brace those.
To brace them for when they go in there and push, right, with the backhoe. It's just an idea. I'm open to suggestions and what we can do to clean up this area back there, because it does look bad.
I can agree with you on the tile there. We got rid of most of them that we thought we could get rid of probably 5 years ago. And we had Gretel come in and
bust them up,
and then we hauled them in. Actually, we could use it along the cemetery. We could go farther now, so we could get rid of the tile there.
Mm-hmm.
And Gretel could probably place them there. They did an excellent job when they did the last. I don't know how much you hauled over there, but we hauled
quite
a bit.
There was a lot of it.
So I can agree to get rid of that tile that way. You know, the trouble is the stones just got filled up.
Right.
So that's going to take a while to get that moved.
Well, and one of my thoughts were, if we were going to do something like this, I was thinking that if we had, because I don't think we can pick them big ones with the backhoe, them tiles. Because I think I rolled them over there, these.
No, we'll just have Gryle.
But I'm wondering if we have him bring them in, if we could have him bring in an end loader, too, if we wanted to move that stone.
Yeah, we could do that.
You know, then you can... Yeah. But I don't know. Kevin, do you have any thoughts on this? Do you have any?
They've been there longer than anything else.
Right.
If I did anything, to be honest, instead of going through all that work, it'd be a lot easier just put a fence with some slats if that pleases everybody. But that'll just please them for today. There'll be something else tomorrow. So
we got the trees there. If they live, you know, we're gonna have the trees block it off too. I don't think we need a fence, but.
I mean, that's going to take a long... The trees are going to take a while to fill in and just...
Whatever.
I'm trying to figure out a...
We got the garbage cans coming in, so, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. The fence will be the quickest and easy thing like we did with the dumpsters.
Yeah.
It's just something to think about.
I really think we should get rid of the concrete tile.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah, we have no use for that.
Because the other thing, if we did... You know, one of my other thoughts were, if we did bring gravel in, because I figured that's what we'd have to do, I would really like to have them give us a price on the cellar at the fire training center.
I was always going to ask Tony that, if they really want that, because that looks...
Oh, no, we've filled it in because it was a safety hazard.
I know, but we're going to...
It can go away.
You don't need it? I see you got a ramp there and everything.
We'll take the prop down. We don't need the prop anymore.
Because it always does look like...
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I mean, if they're here with their buster and their breaker and they're breaking up concrete, I'm thinking we could talk to them about that and see. So
I really think we should get the tile out of there. I think there's plenty of room, isn't there, Kevin, to put it over along the creek there.
Yeah, because like that cellar, I think it's got a concrete top and bottom, but if I remember right, I think it's masonry walls that's in it, but definitely concrete top and bottom.
I'd imagine. Yeah, I can do it, you know.
Any other suggestions? I mean, like what... You know, what to do with some of the stuff to clean it up and make it look...
I think that's a start, just getting the tile out of there and cleaning it out of there.
Yeah. Well, what if we did this? What if we get the tile out of there and we went ahead and had some of that dirt put in there behind that wall, and then we have them extra blocks. Kevin could make his three rows high then.
Yeah.
We could fill that in with dirt, because the dirt mound that's there now is about 2 foot off the back of them. And that's what I wanted to do, is fill that hole in and bring it up. Then if you still wanted to hide it at that point, you no longer need a 6 or an 8 foot high fence. You can put a 4 foot fence down on top of that hill.
Okay.
So you cheapen it up.
You got the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, up against the back of them bins. Because exactly. What happens when he goes in with the back hole, it pushes on him.
And it would also...
Good idea.
Okay. So we'll start with that. We'll get
the tile out of here.
Yeah, talk about getting the tile, get a price, and go from there. So okay, that's all I had on that. Just kind of picking everybody's brain.
Okay. All right. That's any other old business? Hearing none, we'll move on to new business. First item of new business is the Curtis Community Club request for help with banners.
Yes. So, Tammy Schwartz, she could not make it to tonight's meeting because she's actually over in Allen Township's meeting. But the Curtis Community Club is going to purchase the banners like we have with the, they say Eagle Country on them. You see them around.
And we're going.
They're going to put on North Curtis Road on the main stretch there, there's going to be three in Jerusalem Township and three in Ottawa County. She had already talked to Mark Stahl in Ottawa County, and she had talked to one of the Blousies over there that's a trustee. They are all for it. I think it's a great idea. They want to put up a spring, a summer, a fall, and a winter banners.
Oh.
And they're asking that if we could assist on changing them banners, and Allen Township would be willing to do it half the time. Like, they would do two a year, we would do two a year. They'll purchase them. We would have to, the only thing she did ask is if we could maintain the banners here, because they just roll up and keep them nice and in a thing. And I think it's a good idea. It's beautifying the township. The Curtis Community Club's paying for it.
How high is the banners going to be? We don't have a bucket or anything.
We have the bucket for the backhoe.
Is that high enough?
Yeah. That's how they would change the flag there for a while.
Okay.
And if they're... And if it gets to, you know, I'd even offer it if I can reach them with mine, I'll do it with mine, but I don't know exactly what pole she's going to put them on. If they're off the road, I can't get over far enough for them. So that's where we would maybe need the township backhoe and the bucket the basket to put them on. But Allen Township sounds like they're on board to split it with us and do it.
Sounds good. Something in the community.
Yeah. So everybody's good with that?
Yes, it's for the community, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, very good. Next item of new business, signage and light road issues to be addressed.
Stop sign over on Brown and Yandota was off, basically. And then the lights were off, and Kevin called on it all, but the lights were off on, what was that? Seaman and Teachout and Corduroy, so Kevin called to get those done, so everybody knows that something's being done. Kevin needed something to do, I guess.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, any other new business to bring up?
Well, I was going to bring up about those signs you talked about, you know, and I was down there, and you know, at each end of the township, there's a state has a big sign, even up here by the Curtis Mall, I call it.
Corporation Limit?
No, there's the state has a sign there. I forget what it says
Long
now, but
State Park.
But we could add on to that. There's plenty of room to add on to. I think you're right, Kevin. But and there's another one over there on the east end, you know, that we could maybe mount on there. If I could ask the state, that'd be easier to do than anything, but if you come up with that signage again, we could put two of them up. I'll work on getting them a place to go if you get the signs.
Okay. Great, very good.
Okay. My wife's been bugging me about this too, if you're
okay. All right. Events and meetings. Yesterday was the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments Water Quality Council meeting. I attended that on behalf of the township. They talked about the consent decree involving the US EPA and the Ohio EPA. There is a TMDL is a total maximum daily limit of nutrients. They're trying to address the degradation issues of the western basin of Lake Erie. The problem is that when nutrients are released into Lake Erie, that contributes to the harmful algal bloom And they're looking at the various sources, commercial fertilizer, animal manure from the concentrated animal feeding operations, and then other sources. What they're really focusing on right now is trying to get measures in place so we can figure out exactly what are the sources that are contributing the most, so they can begin to address, implement solutions to address the sources of those problems. So right now you've got the Ohio EPA and the US EPA working together to try to figure out what they're going to put in place.
The consent decree is to actually come up with finally a TMDL for the river, because they've been asking for 20 years or something like that.
Yes.
So they're finally agreeing to maybe do it? Is that what they were talking about?
Right now the US EPA has to either approve or reject the Ohio EPA's TMDL proposal. So we're waiting for the US EPA to say it's okay or no. If it's not okay, then they're going to have to propose their own.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, next item is the day of the 911 meeting is tomorrow.
Yeah, I mentioned, I thought I forgot to put it on the agenda that Marcy Kaptur got that grant for the Curtis sewers. Have it,
engineered?
Engineered.
Yeah, so there is some additional funding that's going to help cover part of that.
The engineering, most people probably don't know that, but so she got that in that last bill there last fall.
Right.
Yes, and that's the 911 meeting could be interesting too, because we'll find out if we can pay, if the state's going to help us pay for the 911. So it'll be an interesting meeting. Yeah, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. And they got to go all the way out to Springfield now. I liked it when it was in town. 911, I could get there at any time.
Yeah, downtown. All right, next is the Stormwater Coalition. That's on the 19th of January. Is that your state?
Yeah, that's mine. I guess the 19th I'll be there.
Okay. And then coming up on January 20th is the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments General Assembly. And I'm planning on being at that. I do need to ask you gentlemen, there's a township caucus, and one of the items on the township caucus is a township representative to Water Quality Council. I'm willing to serve for another year in that capacity, unless somebody else would prefer.
I'll probably go too. I'd like to go there.
Sure.
Just mingle with the people you meet.
And then also, township roundtable. The items on the roundtable agenda so far for discussion include sidewalk and right-of-way maintenance issues, making platted private land public, State Route 23 connection ongoing, current inflation pressures, the railroad overpass in Hoytville, and other items of interest. Is there any other items that you gentlemen would like to see brought up at that roundtable discussion in the township caucus?
I don't know if it would do any good to talk about sheriff. I know our sheriff hasn't been here as much as he should have been. The one went to work for Metro Parks. He's making more money there, so we kind of lost our local one. But she's our local one for the Metro Parks, so that's good too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it does any good or not.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. Reservoir Waterline meeting on January 25th.
I won't be here. Bo, if you get a chance, that'd be interesting.
Where is that at?
Same place we were before, remember?
That fire station?
Yeah, up there in Perrysburg. Okay. That'd just be interesting to see what's going on.
I will try and make that one. Yeah. I don't know yet on that.
I'll be in Columbus, I know I won't.
Okay. The next item is the Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce, the State of the Community's Address. That's on January 27th, but I think you're going to be delivering the Jerusalem Township Address.
You guys really want me to be the spokesman for Jerusalem Township?
Well, we can call Joel up.
Yes, I am going to be covering the that on Friday the 27th. I'm not making any promises.
Well, you'll do fine.
Yeah, you do, yeah. April.
And the last event coming up is the Ohio Township Association Winter Conference. That's January 25th through the 27th in Columbus. I think, Dave, you're planning on being at that. I'm planning on being at that as well. Okay. All right. Any other items of business to bring up before we go to public participation?
I'm all set.
Okay. All right, is there any public participation tonight?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. If you would come up, okay. Identify yourself.
Sue Glass. I have, I guess, two things that I was wondering about, and I knew better than to interrupt. I was waiting. They're talking about lights, the light at Nissen and 579 only works once in a while because I come home at night a lot of times that way. And one time, no light. Next time, might be on. So with your lighting list, I don't know if it's a short.
You'll have to go to Ottawa County.
Really? That's Ottawa? Okay.
Go to Allen Township.
So check with somebody else on that. And the other thing I had wondered about was the salt shed. Do you do anything to prevent runoff from rain, snow, whatever, so that the salt doesn't leach and kill all those trees you're planting? And, you know, salt shouldn't leave its area.
Right, right. Kevin, you want to speak to that? That is covered, correct? Yeah. So you really shouldn't have any rain creating any runoff.
What little bit of moisture you get in there, nothing runs out the doors on it,
okay.
Unless we really fill it up where it's sticking out the door. And by the new EPA regulations, we won't be doing that anymore.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's contained inside the building.
I just know it's really costly.
Yes, I think these gentlemen are pretty, are really very attentive to minimizing the amount of salt.
Biggest thing that helped was that we don't have the county filling up there or the state or anybody else. It's just us, and so it used to be pretty chaotic there. Because where you lose most of it is when you're loading the trucks.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any other public participation? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second.
One more roll call. Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Paul Miller?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay, meeting adjourned at 7:49.
I'm sorry I was late, but that's